Some of the nation's youngest students are learning the language of one of the world's most ancient cultures. Federal Labor is hoping to bring First Nations language and culture to more classrooms across Australia as part of a commitment to keep Indigenous languages alive. Education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek has told SBS that the opposition is committing $14 million over the next 3 years to bring First Nations teachers to around 60 schools.
This will assist in those languages that are being recovered and reclaimed now. Where this is happening, we see much better attendance rates from children, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous children.
It's a program already taking place at a school in Melbourne's north. Auntie Terry Lee Fitzpatrick is teaching students at Thornbury Primary School the local Indigenous language, Woiwurrung. She says it's giving students a sense of pride and respect.
I think it's vital that programs like this are put in place to really help to, you know, work against, you know, some of the negative issues in terms of racism.
Acting Principal Megan Noyes says there have already been big gains at the school.
Our children have such a strong sense of pride, both our Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, and a connection to place and the country that we're on. I can't imagine running a school any other way.
The opposition hopes that success can be replicated.
I want everyone to sing big voices.
The approach already has support from star singer, Yorta Yorta and Gudidjimara man, Isaiah Firebrace.
Just the thought of that being in so many other schools across Australia is like so exciting because, you know, for me, it didn't happen when I was in school. You know, I was learning maybe Indonesian.
Labor's commitment will cover 1 year of planning and 2 years of teaching, which it hopes will be extended. Dr. Carmel O'Shaughnessy, linguistics lecturer at the Australian National University, welcomes the announcement, but says a longer-term program is needed.
Longer is better. We need students to be learning languages for the longer term. What a language needs is people speaking it across all of the age groups.
Dr. O'Shaughnessy also says the program must be community-focused.
The people the languages belong to, the Indigenous community, are the ones making the decisions from the beginning about what kind of approach they want to see.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians has also strongly endorsed teaching Indigenous languages. The Coalition invested $25 million in language and arts programs this financial year. The extent of spending for that program will be revealed on Tuesday night. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.